From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The House Judiciary Committee narrowly approved a proposed new ag guest worker program after 2 days of heated debate. According to AgriPulse, the Agricultural Guest Worker Act proposed by Chairman Bob Goodlatte would replace the existing H-2A program with an H-2C system that allows imported workers to work year-round at potentially lower wage rates than now required. Goodlatte says the bill approved in along party lines will assure a reliable workforce by creating a program that's market-driven and adaptable. New data from BASF suggests the use of generic or off-label dicamba products may have been widespread in Arkansas this year. According to Brownfield, BASF claims sales in Arkansas of its Ingenia dicamba herbicide was only enough to cover about half, or 52%, of dicamba-tolerant acres in Arkansas. A Bloomberg analyst says those numbers indicate a large quantity of generic or off-label dicamba could have been used illegally to fill the gap. Nominees for four critical positions at the Environmental Protection Agency have taken a big step towards assuming their posts at the agency. The Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee voted last week to send the full Senate the nomination of Michael Duerson to be Assistant Administrator for Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, William Wareham to be AA for Air and Radiation, David Ross to be AA for Water, and Matthew Leopold to be General Counsel. With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson.